Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
All right, welcome, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to do some money in politics. We have Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist. We have Steve Moore of FreedomWorks and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, and WABC radio host. The name of the show is More Money. There we go. A promo. More Money. Now, Steve Moore, I'm going to go to you first because of your decades-long work on state and local government fiscal economic issues. Courtesy of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I talked a lot about this last night on the show. We have two states in the union. New York State, Florida. Okay? So here's the deal. Florida has more people, 3 million more. Florida's annual state budget is one half the size of New York. One half the size. $115 billion versus $227, right? More people, half the size budget. Now, if you live in New York City, all right, if you live in New York City, the combined state and local tax rate is 14.8%. 14.8. Doesn't even include federal. If you live in Miami, the combined state and local income tax rate is, wait for it, hold your breath, zero. Zero. 14.8. Now, wait a second. Florida has more people, half the budget, and no income tax. Their state GDP over the past 5 years increased by 17%, while New York State's increased by 8%. And, oh, by the way, Florida's unemployment rate is half of New York, 2.5 versus 4.3. Okay. I ask you, Steve Moore, what lessons do you learn from these factual data points?
Well, this is one hell of a story, no question about it. And it is the story of what – it's the most important story of what's happening in America, the massive exodus out of blue states. And it's – by the way, it's not just New York. People California has lost 2 million net people in the last 5 or 6 years. California, I mean, how do you get people to leave one of the most beautiful places on the planet? Blue states are just hemorrhaging their greatest asset, which is their people. And then when the entrepreneurs leave, they take their businesses and jobs with them. I thought the most amazing statistic of that report was that Florida spends half, half per capita on public services that New York does. And yet, in almost every regard, it would be one thing if New York had better services. They don't. The schools are actually better in Florida than they are in New York. The crime prevention is better in Florida than it is in New York. The fixing of roads, it costs New York twice as much to fix a road as it does, you know, Florida. So you just go on and on down the line. The other thing I wanted to add is, you know, there's this big story that everybody's catching on to now because the census data is unequivocal that the stampede out of blue states to red states is accelerating. But I think it's even more that there's a nuance to this story. It's not just that people are leaving blue states. They are leaving blue cities. So Chicago, New York, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Detroit, I could go on down the line. They're all people are leaving urban blue states that are so incredibly corrupt and poorly run. As you know, Larry, I'm from Chicago. I love Chicago. I practically grew up in Wrigley Field. It's been ruined. The state has been ruined by years and years of bad management and bad governance. And you could say that about almost every blue city in America.
Yeah, and these cities are run by these sort of Soviet style city councils. Right. They're all socialists. They're all socialists. Yeah, we have it in New York. They're all socialists. It's like the old Soviet Union. Soviets. These are Soviets.
The first mayor in America is Lightfoot in Chicago. Big election coming up in Chicago. Hmm. You have a reformer who could really turn around Chicago, and we'll see what happens there. But, you know, if the people of Chicago are stupid enough to reelect Lightfoot, then they probably deserve the bad government they have.
Now, Liz Peek, I'm going to generalize. I'm going to lift this up into a more general discussion. This New York, Florida story, Joe Biden's economic model is New York blue. That's what he's doing. Whereas, I don't know who it's going to be. I'll just say Republicans, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or Pompeo or Pence, whoever. But the Republican economic model is going to be Florida red. That's the way I see this. So this story about the complete failure of New York versus the complete success of Florida should be apocryphal. It should be a guideline, a roadmap to the 2024 election, and that Florida red and all those states like that will triumph over New York blue. Biden is New York. Republicans are Florida. What you think, Liz?
Well, I think the discouraging thing is that this has become a fact-free universe, and you and I and Steve and the Wall Street Journal can lay out this incredibly incriminating evidence of the left-wing agenda, left-wing policy, show that it really harms Americans, that it does indeed have this impact of shrinking the power, which is really what's happening for New York and California. When they lose seats in Congress, thank the Lord, there is a sort of balancing mechanism here where they will have less clout in how the country is run. But we're not there yet. And I think what's really discouraging to me, and I kind of woke up this morning discouraged about the state of our country because people are not listening. They're not looking at the very obvious evidence. Now, what would be really interesting, Larry, is to fast forward to the 2024 election, and some people think this might happen, and imagine for a moment that Gavin Newsom runs against Ron DeSantis so that they run on their record, and they will have to talk about their record. And then you say, well, then Americans really will have to come face-to-face with the real serious costs of being, you know, soft on crime, higher taxes, anti-business regulation, et cetera, except then I say, okay, really, but the media really won't talk about any of that. And it'll come down to, I don't know, Gavin Newsom's hairstyle or something. I mean, you know, you get discouraged on this.
He has great hair.
But, you know, I find the state of our union just really troubling.
Steve, basically, if you go back to last Tuesday night, Joe Biden, in his State of the Union message, here's what I took away. I want to be more like New York. I want America to be more like New York. And I haven't even mentioned woke or school choice or all the racist and gender stuff, which Sarah Sanders just blasted him for it. Mm-hmm. Normal versus crazy, man.
That's right.
How good is that? All these Republicans should adopt that. Just get up there, go normal versus crazy. Point the finger at X, Y, Z at the debate and say, you're crazy. Just say it. Nobody believes this stuff can work. I mean, Joe Biden says we must be like New York, all right? You can't let them get away with that. Cannot, Steve Moore and Liz Peek. That's the stakes here are very, this is it. It's apocryphal.
The stakes are high. I mean, Larry, when you have – look at the murder rate in the city of Chicago or in the city of Philadelphia. Look at the crime rate, the shoplifting and stuff. All of this is hurting exactly the people that Democrats pretend to care about, right? The minority neighborhoods in these cities and states are getting massacred by what – you know, all these gangs that now have – really no accountability. There's no ability to lock up people who are offenders. Store owners are shutting down and leaving the state because their shops are pilfered day after day, and there's nothing they can do about it. What corner of the progressive brain thinks that's okay? I don't know, but it's just infuriating.
I don't know, Steve Moore, save America, vote Florida red. That's what you have to do.
I love my dream matchup for 2024 would be Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis, mm-hmm. because it would really be, do you want blue state America or do you want red state America? I debate liberals all the time and, you know, all sorts of interesting debates. The one thing I've noticed over the last 10 or 15 years, the left has no response to. They don't have any response to, if your model works so well, if you're building these worker paradises, then why is everybody leaving? Mm. And this brings them to an abrupt halt. They have no response to that. Now, I want to respond to something Liz just said. You know, in Washington, D.C., I don't live in D.C., but I live in the metropolitan area. You may have followed the story, but the city council voted over even the objections of the mayor to essentially decriminalize violent crime in the
city. Violent crime. It's unbelievable.
It's the most unbelievable thing. Yeah. And by the way, who are the victims of these crimes, Larry? It's minorities. It's the Hispanics and blacks. So you have the situation now where this is another interesting demographic trend. Guess who is leaving? In fact, there was a story, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal. You know who is leaving the blue cities now? Black Americans. Mm. It's the reverse migration. Mm. When the blacks, you know, black Americans in the 20th century, start of the 20th century, moved from the southern states to cities like Chicago and Detroit, they're moving back south. It's an amazing thing.
By the way, why
wouldn't they? Again, their neighborhoods are attacked by this crime surge. And by the way, they don't get their kids educated. I mean, I do think education is a huge issue for Republicans in 2024. Americans care about it. All people care about it because they want their kids to have an opportunity. Joe Biden talks about possibilities. Your kid does not have possibilities if they don't get educated. And right now, we are failing minority kids in our big cities.
Look at the contrast here, too. New York Blue has some school choice, but the city council and the state legislature are against it because of the teachers union. There's some school choice, but, you know, Mike Bloomberg. But it's Florida is massively school choice. It started with Jeb Bush, and DeSantis has extended that. So the education performance and opportunities here, too, in Florida Red, are substantially better. And I want to add another key point. Liz, you know, DeSantis has pretty decent hair. It's not bad, all right? It's not like my hair. I mean, it's okay hair.
Not as good as Gavin Newsom.
Not as good. Nobody's as good as Gavin Newsom. Now, Steve Moore,
we call him Governor Hair Gel.
All right, Governor Hair Gel. Steve, though, the other point here is you got all these Republican governors essentially emulating the Florida red model. I mean, Kim Reynolds, for example. Look, Sarah Sanders is going to do it. Yep. Kristi Noem out there. I love it. They're females, but they're terrific. But you've got Glenn Youngkin's been on the show, cutting taxes, Arizona, Georgia, right? In other words, Florida red is spreading like wildfire. And I think that's really encouraging. Like, the most interesting part of governance today is what's going on in so many of these states, both the good and, as you guys were saying, the bad. Yeah. Look at the bad. These city councils are Soviets. They're not city. They're Soviets, for heaven's sakes. And they do crazy-ass things that become law and destroy the cities. It's unbelievable.
Well, the cities that the left used to love to point to, which were, quote, progressive successes, were San Francisco, Portland, Seattle.
Yes.
Those cities have been completely destroyed by the, you know, by the Antifa riots, by the poor education, by the high taxes. So for the first time in 30 years, people are leaving San Francisco, they're leaving Portland, they're leaving Seattle. Everything that the radical progressives touch, they destroy. By the way, I am going on Monday, I am flying to Charleston, West Virginia to meet with the governor there, Governor Judge. He wants to abolish the West Virginia state income tax.
Yes, yes.
So that's going to be amazing when people leave Illinois and New York for West Virginia.
And that, by the way, West Virginia has been coming on as a good place.
I know.
As a suburb of New York. And by the way, Steve, tell him to run for the Senate. He'll whoop Manchin.
Yes, he wants to.
By the way, Liz, this is another point. With Sarah Sanders, she gave I think, the most blunt rebuttal I've ever heard. It was just blunt. And it's summarized by normal versus crazy.
I couldn't agree more.
And there's a lesson for all these Republicans who debate and give speeches, right? Don't screw around. Just go right towards it. That's what Sarah did. I mean, that's why it was so effective.
I agree. I mean, we can all talk about the virtues of, you know, the minimum wage or the, you know, all this sort of in the weeds stuff that most Americans couldn't care less about. What they're fed up with, Larry, I do believe, is the crazy.
Mm.
They're tired of having their schools turned upside down because one girl thinks she's a boy or the boy thinks she's a girl, and everyone gets in a big uproar about it. AOC the other day was ranting about how terrible it was to be investigating FBI censorship and Twitter censorship because they could be doing so much else. Okay, guess what? The whole country feels that way about all this gender and race stuff that we're sunk into it. We're mired into all this.
It's crazy.
It is totally crazy.
And
most people think so.
And they should just do what Sarah did and come out and say it.
Yep, I couldn't
agree
more.
We're all thinking it. Just come out and say it. Because there's only a minuscule part of the population that buys into this crap.
Yep.
And she's basically said that. They're yelling at me. I got to take a break. Florida red versus New York blue. Joe Biden versus DeSantis or whoever it's going to be. Anyway, Liz Peek is here and Steve Moore is here. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're here with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist. We're here with Steve Moore from FreedomWorks and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And he is the host of the WABC radio show More Money, which follows on most of these same stations. Liz Peek, I'm reading your, I think this is your latest, Friday, February 10th on the Hill. Everything Biden said, this is a good point. Everything Biden said, all his goofy, crazy policies from the State of the Union would raise the inflation rate. You are correct. Everything he said. I mean, here he is bragging on him. He brought it down 3 percentage points. He lied about Trump. But everything he said would raise inflation.
Well, we've been down this road before, right? What is he talking about? Number one, he hasn't backed away at all from increasing spending. I mean, whether it's the student loan forgiveness program that he still wants to do, a whole host of other programs that he seems very keen to enact, he wants to continue to increase spending. So we know the good news is, I think all Americans know, that it is the overreaching Democrat budget and spending in 2021 that led to where we are now, that led to 40-year-old high inflation. So that's number one. Number two, buy American. It sounds great, but what are we really talking about? When a great amount of our construction materials that are needed in infrastructure projects of the kind that Biden wants to fund come from overseas and do so because, guess what, they're cheaper. So basically all that is going to raise prices and costs. And by the way, it's also infuriating our allies in Europe, and they are beginning to implement similar protective measures, which will increase our costs of imports even more. And of course, his ongoing pro-union position, which he doubled down on again in the State of the Union speech, all of that raises costs. It all raises inflation. And, you know, that nobody calls him out on this stuff. Oh, and I didn't even mention energy, which, of course, he cannot let go of this renewables dream of his that we're going to really – he talked about utility bills coming down. It's completely not true. It's a fiction. All that we're going to see from utility bills is a steady increase as utilities have to struggle to supplant cheap coal and natural gas with much more expensive solar and wind. I mean, all of this is so wrong-headed, Larry. It just makes you want to shout. But, you know, it's not going to help.
10 years, Liz. He gave oil 10 years to live.
I know. I mean, honestly,
oil and gas
so
is walking.
Massively dumb.
Oil and gas and fossils, dead men walking. Yeah. That's what they are. 10 years.
So what a shock that people don't invest in an industry. The big majors won't go out and sink their money into a project, which oftentimes will take 10 or 15 years to come to fruition.
But
a big offshore find. I mean, how stupid can that be?
Steve Moore, Republican House will stop everything, right? All of it. Steve Moore, you there?
I have to say, Larry, I'm quite impressed with, you know, what Kevin McCarthy has been saying about, you know, being this normal versus crazy, right? And, you know, I love what Smith is doing, who's the new Ways and Means Committee. One just thing that I would add to what Liz was talking about, surely he can find something in the budget we can cut. I mean, my God,
No, you can't. It's all essential. Every nickel is essential.
And I want Republicans, by the way, Larry, to really press this old Reagan line of waste, fraud, and abuse. And it's probably 10 times higher when you have $400 billion stolen from the PPP program, $80 billion stolen from the unemployment insurance program, $50 billion stolen from food stamp program, and nobody in Washington does anything about it.
You know, Biden never even mentioned the debt ceiling negotiations. He's too busy going on about Medicare and Social Security, which is the stupidest discussion I've ever seen.
Oh, Larry, and he's really doubled down on that. I don't know if you've been watching some of the clips of him out on the campaign trail, but it's really nasty, and it's almost kind of personal. And by the way, Senator Scott obviously gave Biden a lot of ammo here, even though Biden is totally dishonest in his approach to or in his interpretation of what Scott's talking about. But the truth is we should have a sunset. And in fact, Biden was in favor of that back in the 90s.
Yes.
You know, all these bills, I remember writing once, and I can't remember exactly the numbers, but they're like 17 federal job training programs, because no one ever wants to shut anything down. You don't make headlines or score votes by shutting things down.
I'm going to promo Steve Moore's show again, all right? It's called More Money. Thank you, Steve Moore, and thank you, Liz Peek. You're both fabulous. I'm Kudlow, folks. We will see you soon.